Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're tuning in from around the world. This is Winning Every Day, your daily source of inspiration, encouragement, and faith for victorious living. I'm so glad you could join me today. I believe God has something special for you, and by the time we're done, your faith will be strengthened, your hope renewed, and your heart stirred. Our topic today is the power of God's Word. Our Bible text is from Hebrews 4 verse 12, which says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." I once read about a young soldier who served during World War II. He had been given a small pocket-sized Bible by his mother before he left for the front lines. She told him, "Son, keep this close to your heart, not just in your pocket, but in your life." Months later, during an intense battle, a bullet came straight toward him. It tore through his jacket but stopped right at the little Bible he carried in his chest pocket. The bullet had lodged in the thick pages of Scripture. When the soldier later testified, he said, "The Word of God saved my life, both physically and spiritually." Now, not all of us will have bullets stopped by a Bible in our pocket, but every one of us can have the destructive bullets of fear, doubt, temptation, and despair stopped by the Word of God in our hearts. Friends, the Word of God is alive. It's not an ancient, dusty collection of religious sayings. It's God Himself speaking to you right now. Think about it. How often do we run to social media, the news, or even friends when we're in trouble, but forget to open the one book that contains the mind, the promises, and the power of God Himself? Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." That means, no matter how dark your situation is, Scripture can give you clarity, direction, and hope. Let me ask you, have you ever faced a moment when you didn't know which way to turn? Here's your encouragement. God's word will never mislead you. It will always point you toward life. Just as Joshua was told in Joshua 1 verse 8, "Meditate on it day and night, and you will make your way prosperous." Have you ever struggled with fear or anxiety? The word of God is your sword. Ephesians 6 verse 17 calls it the sword of the Spirit. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he didn't argue with the devil. He simply said, "It is written," and spoke Scripture. Have you ever wondered if God still speaks today? He does every time you open your Bible. It's not about hearing a voice from the sky. It's about opening the book and letting the author speak directly to your heart. So here's something for you to reflect on. What would happen in your life if you decided, starting today, to make God's word the first voice you listen to in the morning and the last voice you hear before sleeping? I want you to do this. Before you go about your day, take at least 10 minutes to read and meditate on one chapter of the Bible. Write down one verse that speaks to you and carry it in your heart all day. As you go today, say this with me. "Today, I choose to let God's word shape my thoughts, guide my steps, and transform my life. I am strong. I am guided. I am victorious because God's word is alive in me." Let's pray. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. Thank you because it is alive, powerful, and true. Today, I ask that you make your word real in the hearts of every listener. Let it bring healing to the broken, direction to the confused, peace to the anxious, and strength to the weary. As we go into today, guide our steps and keep us in your perfect will. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Friend, go out today with confidence. You carry the living word of God inside you. Let it shine through your words, your actions, and your decisions. If this devotional blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. share it with someone you love. You never know whose life might be transformed by the power of God's word. This is Winning Every Day, reminding you, every day with God is a winning day. God bless you richly.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.